smart marketing for small business. We are the show that tries to help you work smarter, and we do that through a variety of ways. One, through special guests that we have that you're going to get introduced to in a moment. Through LinkedIn groups that we offer you to go up and take a look at. The Smart Marketing for Small Business group. The Creative Thinkers Forum, for those of you who need to have a little more creative juices flowing. Celebrities for Marketing, on how to use celebrities in various aspects of marketing. And Fearless Marketers, for those of you who don't mind taking a few risks, think outside the box, stand up and over the crowd of competitors that are out there. So these are some of the things that we try to do for you. We want to hear from you as to guests you would like us to have, topics you would like us to cover. And the way to do that is reach out to our email at marketingsmartly, S-M-A-R-T-L-Y, marketingsmartly@AOL.com. Now, who's going to look at all of this? Me. And who am I? I'm Les Wolf, the CEO of the Smart Marketing Group in Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. And also, we hope, good marketing as well. So we also encourage you to go up to our blog, smartmarketingmoves.com, in which we have various guests participating. But the idea is this is your show, and we're going to start out this evening for you to meet a very fascinating woman as part of our Ladies in Marketing program, Rachel Leon. And Rachel, say hello.
Hi, everyone.
All right, Rachel, tell people a little bit about yourself.
Oh, sure. So I'm thrilled to be here tonight.
Your company.
Sure. So my company name is Leone Marketing Solutions, and we are a trade show and event marketing firm specializing in promotional products.
All right. How would you describe to, even though I think most people know it, but let's put a description of promotional products.
Oh, sure. So we help companies stand out in a crowd by helping them find the best promotional product that will help them make a splash at their event or trade show. So whether it's a woman-focused event or a wine and cheese tasting or traditional trade show, we can help them find whatever is going to make them, you know, make the most splash at their event or trade show.
Do you find that one of the challenges are or is today that a lot of marketers, especially the younger marketers, are not as aware of the power and the potency of promotional product marketing?
Definitely with the millennials. They're definitely not aware of it as, you know, as the older crowd is, but believe it or not, there's a lot of power in promotional products because we find that customers hang on to a promotional product for an average of 6.6 months, and they're reminded of that brand constantly throughout their day. And at least we found through a study that we did that 91% of consumers have at least one promotional product in their kitchen. So again, it becomes, oh, I met this, you know, woman at an event last weekend, and I got a, you know, a mug or a cup, and they're reminded of that product. So there definitely is power in it. And, you know, we found that with the millennials and the younger crowd, we do more things like, you know, the iPad wipes or the selfie sticks or things that will be relevant to them and that they'll want to use, you know, in weeks or days to come.
Well, I think one of the biggest selling points of promotional products is the residual effect. The fact is that when you have a 60-second radio commercial, it's there and it's gone.
Right.
But when you have an imprinted product with a name of a company, a tagline, perhaps tied into a promotional campaign, it can be there for years.
Definitely. Right. So, yeah, the return on investment for promotional – oh, sorry.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say the return on investment for a promotional product, you know, definitely wins when it comes to comparing it with an ad on television or a magazine ad. The cost per impression is definitely higher with the promotional product.
Well, in particular, what I find is that promotional products are a very powerful tool for the small business. The small business that may not be able to afford television commercials. and whose business may not be applicable for radio promotion. But this is, you know, promotional products. One of the things that I used to talk about was in lead generation and what I would refer to as lumpy mail, and I think you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
You know, the fact is when a package has dimension to it, it creates a curiosity factor, which is the most powerful factor that one can create when you're trying to reach out to someone, that I want to see what's in here. I want to know,
absolutely,
you know, I want to know what's going on. And but promotional products have, you know, would not be a multi-billion dollar industry growing year after year if it didn't have major, major impact.
Right.
But how do you approach people in relationship to, for them to understand the power of promotional product marketing?
Well, I have three clients that I've worked with for over 10 years. And, you know, they just realize, you know, what it means at an event to have somebody, like, for example, one of my larger clients is Cabot Cheese. We all know Cabot Cheese, makers of the world's best cheddar.
Delicious client.
They're one of my favorite clients. And I do all of their event marketing planning and strategy in Boston, Rhode Island, and now Connecticut. And their whole premise is the farmer message, or they're owned by cooperatives and the farmer communication. So when we're in an event, we want customers to experience, I'm going to taste this piece of cheese. It's fabulous. It's delicious. It's lactose-free. It's gluten-free. And I'm going to remember this experience, and I'm going to go next time I'm shopping, I'm going to purchase Cabot Cheese at the grocery store. And they're going to leave with, you know, a coupon, maybe a cutting board, maybe a water bottle, and they're going to remember that they met this, you know, great team at, let's say, the Boston Wine Expo, and they walked away with a great experience. And then they'll look back at that, you know, mug or that cup or whatever they received and realize, wow, like, they'll remember their experience they had at the event with Cabot. So it just leaves a very positive impression with the consumer because they have that takeaway that they can use for years to come.
Oh, I think that you know, makes a very good point because, as I said, the promotional product field also lends itself to what I call very creative copy, very creative positioning, because there's so much that you can do. When you talk about the cheese thing, for example, what came to my mind was a cheese slicer.
Mm-hmm.
And then the copy.
Which is one of the things we do give away, right?
Right. And if you want to talk about taking a slice out of your competition's business,
mm-hmm,
you know, there's a nice tie-in. So,
absolutely.
But you do a lot of things with trade shows. Tell me how you best approach the trade shows.
The first thing we do is we sit down with the clients and find out, you know, what are they trying to accomplish? You know, what's their goal? What do they want to get out of the event? And, you know, we'll sit down and we'll brainstorm. You know, okay, you're trying to, you know, win new clients? Are you trying to get, you know, leads? You know, what is your purpose? What's your strategy? And then we develop a whole plan, and we make sure that everything is consistent, you know, at the event, from the, you know, from the banners to the tablecloths, make sure the carpeting matches, you know, the easel stands. And then I tell them, you know, get a thing of fresh flowers, you know, put out candy, like make your area, make your booth inviting so consumers want to come and stop by and talk to you and find out, you know, what you have to offer. And one of the other tips that I give them is, you know, don't, you know, display on the table like 50 iPad wipes or 50 cups or whatever it is that you're going to be promoting at the event. You know, have a meeting, talk to somebody, have a conversation, and then when they're getting ready to leave, you know, hand them something. You know, here you go, here's a phone charger, here's a water bottle. So they walk away with a positive impression. Because there are those people that come to the events that just kind of grab, and you want to, you know, make sure that you're giving them to the people that, you know, are going to actually use them and appreciate them and remember you for, you know, for years to come.
Well, I think one of the key points, which is missed by a lot of people who exhibit at trade shows, is you need to qualify your prospect. You need to get into a conversation with that prospect. And the idea that they get a promotional product as a gift gives it a different aura. And again, as I said, the product can relate in some way to a creative approach to whatever that product or service is that they're selling.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also a way to distinguish yourself from all those other exhibit booths that are there.
Right.
And in fact, I remember once, I remember who the person was, the company was, but they had a dartboard. And you could end up shooting at the dartboard to see if you could win certain prizes.
Yes, I've seen that at events.
And, you know, it's a very effective way to get involvement.
Mm-hmm.
Because trade shows, our audience, I'm sure, is aware of, but if they aren't, they should be, is a multi-billion dollar business. And it's a highly competitive business.
And it so is.
Depending on the physical layout of the building, the physical layout of some trade shows are laid out beautifully, some are a nightmare to deal with. And whether you have a 10 by 10 booth or a 20 by 30 booth makes a world of difference. So there is that gift effect. But another aspect of promotional products, and I go back to the lumpy mail aspect, is that promotional products can be great lead generation tools in the way that you get someone's attention to respond to something, to open up a package, open up an envelope. Because as much as we use email heavily today, in the old days we would refer to junk mail as that if we got 10 letters in a day. If you don't get at least 150 to 200 emails today, you're in another world. I must delete 250 emails every day.
At least.
And it is so crowded. And the whole idea here of the promotional product gives you a chance to stand out. But there's another point that you were making. And this is something that I think is extremely important. And when you're looking for a firm to work with, whether it is a promotional product distributorship, whether it's an ad agency, a PR agency, you need to sit with people who ask the right questions, open up your mind, you know, help you face the challenges out there. Do you find, as I have quite often, that many clients are not quite sure of the challenges? Clearly in their mind, they have not defined the challenges facing them, and they rely on people like you to help get focused. Would that be fair to say?
It would be, and I help them, you know, brainstorm or find out, okay, what are you trying to accomplish, what are your goals, and how can we make sure they're successful for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's something obviously to make people stand out. But the other point is promotional products create awareness. And as we were talking about the residual effect, what has been, in your mind, some of the most successful promotional products that have basically generated awareness, you know, from some of this work that you've done?
Yes. I actually just published an article on LinkedIn a few weeks ago about promotional product trends, and there's a couple that come to mind that are really big right now. I mentioned a little while ago the selfie stick. I mean, who doesn't love to use these? And the great thing about these is they appeal to most audiences, and they work on almost any brand of smartphone, and customers will use these again and again and again and be reminded of the brand. So these are very popular right now, especially with the younger generation, but they appeal to all audiences. So that's one that comes to mind. Another one is these creative phone chargers. I mean, how many times have you asked for a phone charger when you're out and about, your phone's about to die, and you're like, I need a phone charger? So these are huge right now. A lot of my clients are ordering these and using them at events. And then the other popular one, which is so funny, it didn't even exist 2 years ago, they're power mobile banks. And they're basically...
What's that? I'm not familiar with that.
Yeah, it's so they're like a portable charger for your phone or smart device. So say you're out and your iPad's about to die. You plug this little mobile bank into your iPad, and it gives you extra charge until you can actually get to a plug. And these are so popular right now.
It's like an energy pack.
Exactly. And it lasts from 2 to 4 hours, depending on what you have, which kind you have. And they come in almost any shape and size. It can just fit in your pocket, your pocketbook, your bag. And these appeal to any demographic. And these are very popular right now.
All right, let me talk about another area. You obviously have a lot of clients that you're working with on trade shows.
Yes.
How aware do you think the clients out there today, and I don't mean just your clients, but clients in general, understand the importance of pre-trade show promotion? Do enough of them grasp it? Because I've found in the past that is an area that not enough energy and creativity has been focused on.
I don't. From my standpoint, no, I don't think it's focused on at all. Some of my clients will do things before with like social media, but no, it's not.
That's interesting because the key is you're investing a lot of money in an exhibit. Now, between the cost of the exhibit, the cost of the personnel, the traveling, the hotel costs, and everything else, you would think that people would try to maximize every opportunity. And pre-trade show is extremely important,
right?
To give you an edge. What have been some of the more successful pre-show programs that you may have run?
Well, let's see. Some of my clients will do like email blasts before the event to the demographic around the event area, and we'll say, you know, something like, you know, stop by our booth and receive whatever, you know, is applicable to the event. Or we'll do something on Facebook or Twitter announcing the event. We do more on the back end of things as opposed to the front end of things, but some of my savvy clients do more on the front end, and that does involve a lot of digital type marketing.
All right. Now we're going to pause for a moment and, one, let people know how can they reach you.
Oh, sure. So I can be reached. I'll give you my email. It's Rachel, it's R-A-C-H-E-L at L-E-O-N-E marketing.com. You can always call me. My office number is 781-740-3171. And I am on LinkedIn and Pinterest.
All right. Well, one of the things I would also encourage you to do is feel free to use our LinkedIn groups for any discussion that you would like to start with our audience. But
yes,
let me just remind the people what our LinkedIn groups are. They are Smart Marketing for Small Business. They are Creative Thinkers Forum. And in both of those cases, there is the idea of giving people ideas, getting them to think. One of my concerns in life is that people are not proactive. They tend to be reactive. And it is necessary to be thinking all the time on how one can be more effective. Then, of course, there is Celebrities for Marketing. And what that is talking about, there are many ways that you can use celebrities, and you don't have to be spending $85,000 to have Magic Johnson. There are many other celebrities, and you got to pay for his jet fuel, too. But at the same time, there are many people, talent-wise, that you can pull into for less money. And that is an area that, again, is ideal for the use of promotional products. I mean, the late boxer Smokin' Joe Frazier was his manager for the last 7 years of his life, and we would reproduce things related to Smokin' Joe's image. And in fact, one of the favorite little giveaways was little boxing gloves with his name
cool.
on it. Little key rings. They were little boxing glove key rings. So it's a very effective way. Let's talk for a moment. Actually, I'm going to pause for a moment and run one of my ads, which is a point I just want to make to the audience, is that I am available for executive coaching, marketing strategy, creative tactic development. I run workshops and webinars for smart marketing for small business. And I obviously speak. Oh, do I speak? In fact, one of my speeches has to be the lessons I've learned from Smokin' Joe Fraser. In fact, one of those, which I make a point at in almost every show that we do, is Joe gave love and respect to his fans. They, in turn, returned it tenfold. And one of the problems I find today is companies don't express that love of their client, love of the customer. And the promotional product is a wonderful way to say, I love you.
Right.
Is to say, I respect the business that you give me. I respect the relationship that we have. So there are so many uses of that. One of the points, obviously, that you are well aware of, in fact, you pointed out to me in previous discussions, promotional products help you stand out. As I said, they increase awareness, but they increase traffic, and that is something that more companies have to think about. What has been some of the more successful items that you have supplied clients with that have been great traffic builders?
A couple of things come to mind when you say that. It's right now these little pockets for the back of the iPhones that kind of stick on the back of them and people can put their credit cards or licenses in. Those are a huge hit right now. Also, the cleaners for the iPads and the smartphones are little like fiber micro cloths, and customers can put their logo on it, their website, and their phone number, and they come wrapped in a little white cellophane clear package. These are huge right now for a lot of tech companies and a lot of staffing agencies. And then the third thing that comes to mind is these drawstring backpacks that had like two straps in the back that clients will use these at larger trade shows where people can put a lot of their giveaways in them, and they're all walking around the event carrying these bags, and they draw a lot of attention.
One of the things I find that still has is not new, even in this world of technology. But I am something that I collect a lot of at trade shows, and that is fountain pens.
Yes.
Because I go through a ton of pens, whether they're fountain pens or ballpoint pens or what have you. But that name on the pen. Is
mm-hmm.
I'm viewing it, all day long.
It's funny you say that, because my next article I'm writing is actually called The Power of the Pen, and it's all about how people still like and want and need to have a pen. Even with all this technology, people still want to write, touch, feel. So it's just funny that you mention that.
Well, you hit upon a good point, because there's a thing that, I forget the study, but basically the gist of the point was, when there's a lack of courtesy today in business, and
yes.
The key is to say thank you. But one of the ways to say thank you that is most effective is a handwritten note. It blows customers' minds that
mm-hmm.
you actually took the time to write me a little note. And that brings up the opportunity of another promotional product, which can be a little pad with your name on it that says,
yes.
Harry, I want to thank you for the time you gave me. Charlotte, you were so gracious, et cetera. It is so different today. I'm absolutely blown away by the reaction people have to a handwritten thank you note. And
I'm a huge fan of that.
And it's something so basic that in this world of technology, people tend to forget. and the pen, the pad are still very effective tools. And I use them all the time. I carry a pad with me, a pen, because if I am sitting on a train or a bus or in an airplane, thoughts pop in your mind and you want to jot them down.
Mm-hmm.
And I find it's yes, you can jot it down on your smartphone or your tablet, but I find creatively, you know, a little pad that fits in your pocket works out.
Well, you know what
fine.
I do to my clients is I mail out the microfiber cloth, the iPad. It fits in an envelope, so I'll mail out a handwritten note like "Thank you for your time," and then I will send one of those with a with my thank you note. And customers are just so appreciative.
It is a thing. I wrote an article recently. I write for a publication called the Philadelphia Business Journal, and one of the things that I wrote on was the power of courtesy, because it's missing. It is missing.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about public relations and marketing in general. Now, I know that, as you said, you deliver a strategic and cohesive message. What do? You pitch articles? Articles? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, we just kind of led into this with the promotional products just as kind of a natural fit. So we'll help some of our clients, if they're launching a new product or a new service, we'll help them, you know, pitch the local and national media. And then we'll follow up with the editors and, you know, make sure that they're putting it in the appropriate publications. So we do a little bit of this. It's not our core business, but it just kind of led into it based on the promotional product business. It was kind of the next step.
What are some of the key steps that you think people should be thinking about when it comes to event planning?
Well, for event planning, I do a lot of event planning and negotiation for my clients as well. And there's just so much involved in this, and my recommendation is just stay organized, do a lot of pre-planning, visit the site, put a budget together, and everything is negotiable, and you need to keep that in mind, and we always try to, find ways to, get the most bang for our buck at these events, because, they do tend to add up with, the cost for the carpeting and the cost for the media, and it definitely tends to add up, so we do a lot of negotiation to make sure our clients are getting the most value for what they're spending.
Well, we're going to run out of time, Shirley, so I want people to know, again, how to reach you.
Oh, sure. So my email address is it's Rachel, R-A-C-H-E-L, at Leone, L-E-O-N-E, marketing.com. And then my website is leonemarketing.com as well. And, of course, my phone number is 781-740-3171. And thank you so much.
Right.
It was really fun to talk with you.
All right. Well, before we wrap up totally, what do you think is the key element that you bring to a client that too often they're in such a what I call reactive mode, they don't take the time to think out?
Well, I think what we offer is that we've been doing this for over 20 years, and I've been to almost every event and trade show in the Boston area, and we know what works, we know how to make you stand out, and we know what will get you the most brand awareness at your event using the power of promotional products. So that's the value
I
think we offer.
I appreciate the time. We're going to run out of time, but I
thank you,
and I hope you'll be a guest sometime again in the future.
I would love to, Les. Thank you so much.
You take care.
Have a great night. Take care.
Thank you. Right. And for
bye-bye.
Our audience, keep in mind that we have our time block programs. You can reach me at marketingsmartly@AOL.com, and I am always available for speeches, workshops, and executive coaching, among other things. So we look forward to hearing from you. We look forward to having you spread the word about our programming. And we want to hear about more topics you'd like us to cover. And if you'd like to be a guest because you have something of value you think the audience can benefit from, reach out to me, marketingsmartly@AOL.com. We are open to all ideas and suggestions that will benefit our audience. because our focus is on helping people outthink, outsmart, outflank competition without outspending them. Take care.